It's time now for What's the Story with Joy Lazendorfer. It's brought to you by the Sonoma County Library. There for you, wherever you are, whoever you are. You can visit the library's What's the Story webpage with new books and videos each week that complement Joy's picks. Go to sonomalibrary.org. Well, today I have the honor and privilege of interviewing Joy because Joy has a new book out. It's called Right Back Where We Started From. And it's a really great novel. I'm about halfway through it, so Joy, no spoilers. And just a really nice read and very enjoyable. And do you want to give a little synopsis of the book, or do you want me to...
I'm happy to do it. So, yeah, well, thank you. Thank you for having me on today, and it's going to be interesting to be the one who's interviewed. So, yes, the book is called Right Back Where We Started From, and it's my first novel. And it's about a woman. It's literary historical fiction, so it covers about 100 years of California history, starting in the Gold Rush and ending in World War II era San Francisco. And it starts in 1930s Hollywood with a woman named Sandra Sanborn, who has left her family, or left her husband in Santa Rosa, and driven down to Hollywood to become a movie star. And she is convinced that she is going to be a success in life in general. She's going to be wealthy and successful, and she feels that she is a special person and entitled to success in a way, because her mother Mabel would always tell Sandra when she was little that their family used to be very wealthy, and that they had unfortunate circumstances that had taken away their money, and so Sandra believes it's her job to return her family name to prominence. But as she goes along, these unfortunate family secrets start popping up that say that her view of herself and of her family is not accurate, and it's actually not what she thinks it is. So Sandra ignores that and continues to try to be successful, the book starts to tell the real story of her family, and it tells the story of her grandmother Vera and of her mother Mabel. So it's sort of an epic tale about ambition and greed in America.
Yeah, it's really nice the way that you interweave the timelines, mm-hmm. because you go from, you know, I guess what would be the furthest along timeline, which would be with Sandra, and then you'll go back to Sandra's childhood, and then even her mom's childhood, and then her grandmother Vera, mm-hmm. who came out with her husband, I don't want to give too much away, but looking for fame and fortune. And it's interesting that all three of those generations are looking for that in their various timelines, and how it's interwoven. I really thought that was masterful. And what I liked about it too, I like these kind of historical novels because then you get to learn more about those eras. So like you were saying, starting, you know, like in the mid 19th century, and then going all the way up to World War II, mm-hmm. which I'm not that far along yet, so no spoilers.
No spoilers.
So did you have to do a lot of research, you know, for this book?
Yes, yeah, I did. A lot of it is, I did go into a lot of different eras, and part of that is I was interested in sort of California's history of boom and bust, you know, sort of this mirroring of, we have a ton of people come for the gold rush, the gold goes away, a ton of people leave. We've had lots of little gold rushes all through our history. So part of the reason there's so many little eras is there's a lot of gold rushing happening in this book. But yeah, there's a, you know, for example, part of the book is sort of based on my grandparents, and my grandmother was born in Healdsburg, and she worked on prune farms back in the early part of the 20th century. So I would go down to the Healdsburg Library and look through microfilms and read old newspapers about anything I could find about prune farming, you know. So I did a lot of, you know, sitting in libraries, and which I love to do anyway. So and reading about the past and that kind of thing.
Yeah, because the way that you you bring up a lot of the historical things are, well, extremely factual, which is great. But then there's also like the, you know, there is sort of a boom and bust feeling about the book, because then, and you were like, you're saying there's, you know, the gold rush, and then there's the Hollywood rush, and then it also gets into the way that some of these folks were treated, especially women, in early Hollywood, because it was deplorable. I mean, you know, it's still kind of happening. I mean, part of the movement to curtail that, but from you know, in the book where it's early Hollywood, a lot of that stuff, I mean, some of it I didn't know how just brutal it was for these women who would come to Hollywood and try to make it, so to speak. What was your research on that and your take on that?
Well, you know, part of this is it is the golden era of Hollywood, but that was also during the Great Depression, and there was, a lot of... So if you look at the history of Hollywood, like in the 1920s, it was sort of like the early tech industry, where anybody could come and sort of get involved, but as it went along and became more well-known, it became a rush of many people. And so then you kind of almost had like a gig economy going on with central casting and people all trying to get into this thing and then get into this industry that was freezing them out because there was too many people. And so for women, of course, there was also the whole pressure to be beautiful, the pressure to, you know, the casting couch and all the things that we all know goes on. Or went on. So yeah, it was sort of trying to show that part of the world and how difficult it would have been at that particular time, because the Depression was happening and a lot of the studios were starting to fail and they had to get a bailout and some of them went bankrupt. So it's sort of, she's going at the wrong time. She's kind of late for that particular gold rush where, you know, she'd gone 10 years earlier, she might have been able to get in, but you know, she didn't do that. So now she's sort of scrambling a bit late, and the gold is kind of, the gold that is the fame of Hollywood stardom is sort of fading for the moment. You know what I mean?
Oh, totally, totally. And you can, yeah, and you can see that ambition through the generations of that family and the reality of those ambitions, sort of the dreams, and then, you know, trying to you know, make those dreams come true and all the challenges and hurdles that are there. It reminds me, I went to school in Los Angeles for a number of years for music, and it, there was a vibe like that about it. And so I could really relate to some of what Sandra was going through in the book, just even on a scale of music. And then all these sort of ancillary industries that use people because of their dream wanting to do, you know, something else to be in movies or to make a living from that. And then there's all these sort of side gigs that are all seedy
Totally. And, as a writer, I can definitely relate to that in a way because, you know, writing is similar where it's very hard to be a writer. And I think part of what I was writing about here was my own discomfort with ambition because on one hand, you need ambition to get where you want to go in life, but on the other hand, it can be really kind of an empty pursuit if you're not doing it for the right reasons. Like if you're doing it like Sandra, to be just successful and famous, it can lead to a kind of emptiness. And so I was really, you know, I was really interested in that part of what is ambition? Like when is it good? When is it useful? And when does it lead down bad paths where you're being exploited or you're morally compromised? So yeah, that was part of really what I was looking at when I was doing this book.
Great. And now, let our listeners know where they can get the book. The title again is Right Back Where We Started From, and how would somebody get a copy of that?
Well, it should be in all of the bookstores and all of the online retailers, bookshop.org, which supports independent bookstores. course, Amazon, and you can get it, you should be able to get it at Copperfields. And actually, I'm going to be giving a little Zoom presentation, a launch of my book for Copperfields on Thursday at 7 o'clock, and that's free on Zoom, so you can watch it from the comfort of your home if you're inclined to come and learn more about the book. I'm going to go into all of this in more detail.
Great, and that's happening this Thursday.
This Thursday, 7 p.m.
Great. And I assume that people can order the book online if that's how they like to do it, or I bet the Sonoma County Library might have a copy or two.
Oh, they do. They do. I'm so excited. I'm in the library.
Yes. So so for our listeners, you can get it from the library. And What's the Story, of course, sponsored by the library. Well, Joy, I'm really excited for you. Congratulations. It's a really nice read, and I'm enjoying it. Like I said, I'm a little more than halfway through it. And it's a great read, just because there's also the history of not only just all of California, but Sonoma County as well. So that's very interesting to me. And I'm sure it will be to our listeners. So I'll look forward to speaking with you next week.
Well, thank you, Andre. Thank you for having me on my talk show. This is
I know, right?
This is a new one. Yeah, well, thank you so much.
All right. I'll talk to you next week.
All right, bye-bye.
For our Crush listeners, Joy has been nice enough to give us some copies of the book, and we'll be giving one away every week this month. So we'll give it away after we do What's the Story. And if you would like a copy of this book, give me a call right now, 588-9999. Let's say caller number 5 gets a copy of the book.